No, when I discovered the blues, I was a boy about 11 years old. By a record of my father owned, a Tosh White record. I wanted more of that at once. And my dad just had one more record, the blues of Big Bill Brunsey. And then a lot of jazz records, Duke Ellington, Louis Armstrong, Tommy Dorothy, Benny Goodman, all that kind of stuff. I liked it very much, and there was much blues in there too, but it didn't hit me that hard like Josh White and Big Bill Brunsey did. So I was looking for to find something like that on the radio, but no way to get it. I listened a lot to AFN, American Force Network Europe at that time. But there was mainly hit parade stuff. Lots of country and soul, a little jazz, but no blues at all. And these European radios at the time, they only brought out these English rock musicians trying to do the blues things. Oh, they did really some nice stuff. I liked it too, but it sounded always kind of stiff to me. I found always something missing. I was heading for the real thing, you know. So that's the first time I got that, that me know, the radio blues. Don't know what to do. I got them radio blues. Television driving people crazy and radio driving them crazy too. One day I got lucky and discovered a great radio blues show named Blues Time in the Südwestdeutscher Rundfunk. The DJ was Manfred Miller, and he really knew what it was all about. He played all that old things and all new record that came out at the time. Explained all historical, cultural, and social background. Translated the lyrics. That's actually how I learned this language. You gotta understand it, make you dig it. You know, he had, that time he had 2 shows of 2 hours a week. So I could get some of the food I starved for that at that time. But this great man, he deranged. Yeah, cause he was talking about the truth. He was talking about segregation, racism, civil rights movement, Vietnam War, and all that things. So he's disturbed. So the radio directors began to cut him down. First only 1.5 hours, then only 1 show a week, then 1 hour, then 30 minutes. And after some years, he got only 30 minutes a month. Then I got it again, that the radio blues. Don't know what to do. I got the radio blues. Television driving people crazy and really make them nuts too. Well, the first time I came to Montpellier, the first time I played there, there was a man came up to me and said he was doing a radio show in a little local radio station called Radio Club Bus. This man has really got hooked with the blues. Gilbert Guionnet. Later became a good friend of mine. So I came to his radio show, and he let me do anything I want to do. So after standing it, he said, you can come back every time you want. So some years later, I got my first band together. I asked him to come there to promote his band for this concert, and he said okay. So we came to the radio station, and trying to play our stuff. After two songs, the telephone ring. You know, the studio was in the basement of a building and some apartments above. So someone disturbed it and he called the police. So we had to stop. I said, doesn't matter, I'll come back next week and play alone acoustic like the first time I came in here. So we did that, but after the first song, the telephone ringed again. So I never could play there. Got again this Mino. The radio blew. Don't know what to do. I got them radio blues. Television driving people crazy, and radio make them crazy too. You know, today there's internet, and on the web you can get everything you want. And there are a whole lot of blues shows on the radio, at the internet. And especially on France, there are a bunch of people, they're working their ass off to promote the blues and everything that has to do with it, by near, by far. There are great radio shows. Thinking of Sweet Home Chicago, Marc Loison, Blue Wave, Philippe Espy, Baker Street, Xavier Boulanger, and a whole lot of others, just to mention some of them. Oh, don't forget Patrick Chambaru. This man really knows what all about. He got a really great show called Piggyback. He's playing mostly that old good stuff. And he really knows. He's one of the most intelligent person I never knew in my life, and a very good musician too. So today you could listen 25 hours a day to best blues shows on the internet, and could be lucky. But to me it happens very often that my computer breaks down, or I can't pay the bill for the web. So they cut me, no connection, and then it comes back so hard. The radio blues. Don't know what to do. I got these radio blues. Well, television making crazy, and internet making crazy too.